Tonight is the yahrzeit of Rabbi Yosef Tendler, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. Most of you never saw him, let alone knew him. And yet all of us owe him a tremendous, deep and abiding Hakaras HaTov. Let me explain. He was the manal of the Mechina for almost 50 years. It was he who really set the Mechina on its feet. It was he who created the structure of the Mechina. And it was he who established the Seder HaYoim, the daily running, the whole system that we have. He was the one who established that. He came here as a Talmud of Aram Kotler Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, and he became then a Talmud of the first Rosh Hashiva Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. He implemented the Hashkofas of the Rosh Hashiva, and with the direction of Rav Nuba Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, created the Mechina into what we have today. And we really owe him a deep and abiding debt of gratitude. It's a great kavod for us to hear Divrei Zichronos from Rav Nussbaum Shliter.
Pishus Rav Kook, Rav Neuberger, Hanolam, Mechina, Morei Rabbi Isai. It's now 7 years since the Ptira of Rabbi Yosef Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, and we have never experienced being in the Mechina under his Hanola. So it behooves to talk a little bit about him, who he was. The Tosfos in Chagiga brings down Yerushalmi. There was one of the Tanoim, he's called Acher, who turned the Tarbu Zro. And he was a Tana, and he was Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, contemporary of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Meir learned by him. The Gemara says, how could Rabbi Meir learn from him? He's a Rosha. The Gemara says that he was able to pick the Torah and leave the Psoilus. So Yerushalmi says that Acher met up with Rav Meir and he asked him what he'd been oisig on. So he told him, there's a pasuk in Koheles, Toiv achis dovo mireishisoi. So he told him, how do you explain that pasuk? So Meir told him that Toiv achis dovo mireishisoi. Sometimes it's better to later years than the younger years. For example, if you have a Talmud when you were younger, and you have a Talmud when you're older, sometimes the Talmud that's older is more matzliach. And also with children that way. See, Talmud Rabbi Akiva didn't learn that way. Your Rebbe Rabbi Akiva learned different. He learned, Toiv achis dovo mireishisoi. When is the achis good? When the reishis is good. If the achis is toiv, that shows that the reishis, the beginning, was good. The reishis is the yesod for the achis. So you could say the mechina is the reishis of the yeshiva. It's the beginning, the Yesod, what the yeshiva is based on, is mostly on the Mechina Bochim. Every year the Mechina produces good Bochim, Bnei Torah, they come to the Beis Medrash, they give Ruach to the Beis Medrash, they learn Basmodo, they Bnei Torah, they keep the Zdorim, they come to Davening, and makes a Ruach in the yeshiva that was based on the Reishis of the Mechina. So the Achis, the Beis Medrash, and later the Kollel, are toiv, are good. The other Bochim too, obviously, from other yeshivas that come, but the nucleus, the main Bochim that come in, are the Bochim from the Mechina. And they had a chinuch in the Mechina that developed them into Bnei Torah. So this credit goes mostly to Rabbi Yosef Zichrono Livracha. To tell you a little bit about the background, Rabbi Yosef came to Bnei Yisrael in the year Tovshin Chof Aleph. That's 1961. He came from Lakewood, and he came to be a Rebbe in Mechina Dalet. That time there were four classes, the Mechina. I don't know if there were 100 Bochim, maybe close to 100 Bochim. And he taught the 12th grade, the Shir Dalet. So then, the Menayel was then Rav Yosef, Rav Gershon Weiss, so gesund sein, today Mashgiach in the Staten Island Yeshiva. So he was the Menayel of the Mechina. He was a Talmud of Nei Yisrael, Talmud Muvok of the Rosh Yeshiva Zichron Livracha, and Rav David Zichron Livracha, and he was the Menayel. But at the end of the year, he decided he doesn't want to be Menayel anymore. He's still a Bocha, an older Bocha, and he wants to learn. He's going to Beis Medrash and sit and learn. So he gave up the Hanola. So then, they needed a new Menayel. So there was a younger man, today he's not a younger man anymore, his name is Reb Shaya Feinroth. And if you heard of him, he was the Rebbe of the Shir Aleph in the Beis Medrash. And he was a very he was a good Rebbe. He came from Chaim Berlin. And they asked him to become the Menayel of the Mechina. So he accepted. He became the Menayel. So now Shir Aleph was open. So they asked Rabbi Yosef Zichron Livracha to give the Shir Aleph in the Beis Medrash, the first year Beis Medrash. So that opened up Mechina Dalet. So that's where I came in. So Rabbi Yosef told me, Zichron Livracha, the next opening he's going to be Matziah, my name, to the Rosh Yeshiva Zichron Livracha and Rabbi Weinberg and Rabbi Neuberger Zichron Livracha, and he'll make me a candidate. So I became the Rebbe in Mechina Dalet. So I personally have a Moedike Akos Atoif to him. He put me, he gave me he set me up for a shtelle, and they didn't fire me yet. So, Baruch Hashem. It's a big Akos Atoif. We were friends. I got to know him when I came to Lakewood the first time. I knew him before. When before, I was a Talmud of his father, Rav Tendler, in Yeshiva Yaakov Yosef. But I first met him when I came to Lakewood for the first time in 1952. And eventually, over the years, we became friends and chavrusas even, and roommates. I was at his chasna. And that's why he was matziah me to take over the Shir Dalet, the Mechina Dalet. So, the Menayel was of Shai Feinroth, as we say, and Tendler Zichron Livracha was teaching the first year Beis Medrash. But then Reb Shai Feinroth himself decided he wants to go back to New York. So he left, and they needed another Menayel. So they got an outsider for the Menayel, and he didn't work out well. So after a year, they're mutually separated, and he left. So now the Hanola was open again for the Mechina. So they finally came to ask Rav Tendler, Zichron Livracha, Rav Yosef, to take over the Mechina. And the rest is history. He was there as a Menahel for almost 50 years, as Rav Simcha says, and he was very much Liach. He made Moedik Tikunim, and he made a Ruach, the Bochim, Tikun Ruach, the Bochim Gera from the Rabbeim. Rabbeim, the Mechina, the old Tap Mechanchim, Tamid Chachomim, and they give the Ruach, but it has to be that each class is not a melucha by itself, it has to be an achtus, has to be a moisod. So that moisod, the Mechina, was under the Hanola of Rabbi Yosef, and he instituted tikkunim. One of the tikkunim that he instituted was to learn another mesechta. Each class would learn another mesechta. So that gave them a ruach of asmodo and a cheshek to be mesayim the mesechta. And it was a very big hatzlocha that all the yeshivas copy it. So it's a very, very nice tikkun. He gave a shmuz every Friday after shachris, and he told the bochum the way things are, that what you have to be strive for, you have to strive to be ben toiro, not to go after olam hazeh, and he made a hashpo. He was a menahel. He was strict, but with fair, and with ava. When it had to come to send the bocher out sometimes, loyaleinu. So he made sure that he has a matzah to go where to go, and he made a seder with him, the dafka, to make him feel that he's valid, to validate him, to make sure that he shouldn't be tzebrochen. And that's why he was, Rabbi Yosef. He was a merdig bal chesed, at the same time that he was a strict disciplinarian. The Iker, what he was, he had a very Yashus Diker mind. He was a Yosho in everything. In his learning, he was a Yosho. He strived for the Emes. If he didn't hear Svor right, like it was felt a little krum, he wouldn't accept it. He asked on it, he didn't accept it. He thought it out, he worked hard, and he came out to be, till he came out, he thinks what the Emes was. He was a Yashus in his Maisim, in his actions. Everything was consistent, everything was Oiskecheshment. And the Ike was a Talmud. He was a Talmud, he held himself a Talmud from the Roshiva Zichron Livracha in Lakewood, Rabban, and he was a Talmud of the Roshiva here. And he was Mekabel de Derech, he was Mekabel de Hashkofas. Not that he had a mind of his own too, and he felt, you know, when he has to say what he wants, what things is right, he said it. Either they overruled him or they accepted it. But that's how it was. He was a big balachayas. I remember the Roshivas Chom Avoch in Lakewood said on him once, on the Chazal say, why was Yeshua Zoyche to be the Memala Mokram of Moshe Rabbeinu? He became the Manig of Klal Yisrael. He was the Mosor Yeshua. The Mesorah went to Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu, a lot of Talmidim, a lot of Choshev Talmidim. He had his nephews, and he had Aaron's sons. He had Kolev. He had his own sons. He had to have a minute that his son should take over the Gedula. The Bunshon told him, no. Noitza te'eno yorchal pirio. The one that watched over the fig tree, he's going to be able to eat it from its fruit. So Yeshua was yomish mitoch oil. He was oisek mitoch oil. He was mishamesh meshka beinu b'chol koichoi. And he was Mesade HaSafsolim Rebbeis HaMedrash, the Macharat, the Safsolim, where the Talmidim sat in the Beis Medrash. He set up the benches. He set up the Machalatzois, the mats where they sat on, some sat on mats, some sat on Safsolim. And he set them up. That means he took Achayas, not only for his own learning, he took Achayas for the others' learning, that they all should be able to learn, to be ma'afshir them to learn, to make it possible for others to learn. And that's what Rabbi Yosef was. It was a Meridike Bala Chayas. But everything that came in the Mechina, he took the Chayas, he took care of it. He was extremely efficient. He was Mezake, the town, the city of Baltimore, Agav. His main was the job was being the Menahel of the Mechina. That was his main job. That's what he concentrated on, that's what he focused on, and that was his tafkit. But also, when he came to Baltimore, there was not the Chol of Yisrael available as it is today. So he asked the Rosh Yeshiva's Chum of Rosh Chabad before he left, should he be makpid on Chol of Yisrael, or could he be soymech on the heter of Stam Cholov? That when which is under government supervision, that they don't mix in any other milk except cow's milk. So Shiva told him he should be makpid on Chol of Yisrael. He told me he was surprised. He told him that, but that's what he told him. So being a Talmud, so he accepted. So he had to go to the farm and get milk there, and then you have to pasteurize it by yourself because you can't drink raw milk. It's dangerous. So it was a big ticha. So after a while, he decided maybe he could do something about it. So he went around to different dairies, and he found one that accepted, that agreed to make Chol of Yisrael, I mean, to have supervision on the milk production, the kashering, the different kalim, and that's how he started the Chol of Yisrael company. The company today is a large company. It became a large company then too. He supplied other yeshivas. He supplied all the moisters in town with Chol of Yisrael. The Yisrael got Chol of Yisrael. The Chadorim and the Beis Yaakov, they all got Chol of Yisrael. And then they were sold in the stores. And he did it out of his hat. He had no, somebody else would have a company with an office, with a this. He did it like Kalach HaYad. He was very efficient. He was a big Zoris, was able to set it up. He got one of his daughters to help. And that's it. Not Hayoim. Other towns also got that Chol of Yisrael. Lakewood got Chol of Yisrael from this. And Philadelphia, Scranton, in Cleveland at one point. So they all had this, the Zikui from Rav Tandler Zichron Levroch. He's the one that set up the Chol of Yisrael because of his feeling of Achayas. It has to be. The Chinuch HaBonim at that time was Shvach in town. Was very Shvach. So he worked on Chinuch HaBonim for his own sons, and he made it the whole town. And it was called that time Moshe called Sher Saplato, today it's called TI, and I helped him with him, we worked together, and Baruch Hashem, it thrived, and it influenced the other Moshe to improve. So the whole town today has two Moshe's that have Chinuch HaBonim L'Shem B'L'Tziferes, really, with Rabbeim that Roy Lekach, and the children, Anolo, everything was in his chus. He started it. He was one of the big ones that started it. So, Agav, he has another chus, that's but not directly, but the Galdim chus Al Yidei Zakai. The Baltimore has the Vada Kashu, the Star Kei, you heard of it. So this Star Kei, the Roish of the Star Kei, the Rav Amachshir, is the Rav Moshe Heinemann. How did he get to Baltimore? Rabbi Yosef brought him to the Mechina, to teach in the Mechina. He was the Rebbe in the Mechina for years. So because of Rabbi Yosef, he came to Baltimore, and from there he became the Rav of the Aguda and the Rav of the Star K. It's all Shusim that Rabbi Yosef has, that we have the whole town. Not only the yeshiva, not only the mechina, the whole town has to have a kos atoiv to what he accomplished. He was a brocha. A brocha to the whole Baltimore community. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a magdim d'ufu before the Mako. That before the Mako comes, there's a ufu. So Yosef, when he got older, and the Mechina grew under him, and he needed assistance. So he picked Reb Simcha Cook to be assistant Menahel, to Sgan Menahel. He picked a Rebbe that was very matzliach in the Mechina Aleph. That's the Reishis of the Reishis. The Mechina Aleph takes raw boys that come from elementary schools, some come from more modern schools, some come from more regular schools, and make him into Bnei Torah, ready to continue to the next level of Torah in the next shiurim. So, Reb Simcha to be the Menahel, to be assistant Menahel, and when the Maka came, that he was Nifter, so Reb Simcha was able to step right in and run the Mechina in a way that Reb Yosef would be very proud, be the same way that he did it. Together with Reb Yosef Neuberger, they run the Moshe L'Shemel Siferes. The Moshe is grew, Nisrabu as Avsolim, and Be'ezer Hashem should continue growing, both in Kashmir, in Kamus, and in Eichus, and we should all be Zoychet, Ibn Kabbal, Plein Mashiach, Mehru Yomeinu. Amen.
Steady man.
Huh?
I'm the regular man.
Wait. Heal. Get out of the mic.